使徒行传第二十八章第十六节到三十一节。
Acts 28 verses 16 to 31。
使徒行传第二十八章十六节说：进了罗马城，保罗蒙准和一个看守他的兵另住在一处。过了三天，保罗请犹太人的首领来，他们来了，就对他们说：弟兄们，我虽没有做什么事干犯本国的百姓和我们祖宗的规条，却被索绑从耶路撒冷解到罗马人的手里。他们审问了我，就愿意释放我，因为在我身上并没有该死的罪。无奈犹太人不服，我不得已只好上告该撒，并没有什么事要控告我本国的百姓，因此我请你们来见面说话。我原为以色列所指望的被这链子捆锁。他们说，我们并没有借照从犹太来论你们的信，也没有弟兄到这里来报给我们你有什么不好处，但我们愿意听你的意见如何，因为这教门我们晓得是到处被毁绑的。他们和保罗约定的日子，就在许多人到他的寓处来，保罗从早到晚对他讲论这事，证明神国的道，引摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。他们所说的话，有的信，有的不信。他们彼此不和，就散了。未散以前，保罗说了一句话，说：圣灵借着先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。他说：你们去告诉这百姓，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来我就医治他们。所以你们当知道，这救恩如今传到外邦，他们也必听受。保罗说了这话，犹太人纷纷就走了。第三十节，保罗在自己所住的房子住两年，凡来见他的人，他都接待，放胆传神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
Acts 28 verse 16. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier that guarded him. After 3 days, he called together the local leader of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers,yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you,since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain. And they said to him, We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your wills are. For with regard to this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers.From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, Go to this people and say,You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I will heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, having much dispute among themselves. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense, and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
历史重要吗？
Is history important?
过去的人都很注重历史。
The people of the past focused on history.
那么但是 近代来的人呢，通常都 不爱看历史，而是我们的现在是由将来来决定。
But lately, people have not enjoyed looking at history because they think that we will actually look at the future.
我们过去的人常常教导孩子有关我们的历史。
People in the past would teach their children about history.
我们的根。
And our roots.
我们从哪里来。
Where we came from.
为什么我们是这个样子的。
And why are we like this?
很多时候在历史里面也是教导我们说，那些掌握过去的， those who control the past control the future. 我们如果能够把握过去，我们就能够掌握将来。
And people who teach history even say that those who control the past will control the future.
但是很多时候今天我们已经不看历史了。
But today many people do not look at history anymore.
我们要问自己，我们今天站在这里是在历史的长河里面，为何我们会来到这个地方。
But what we should be asking ourselves is, in the course of history, how have we come to this place?
我们不是创造一个新的宗教，一个新的信仰。
We are not creating a new religion, a new faith.
我们是传一个古老古旧的福音。
What we are preaching is the old, old gospel.
同样的是耶稣基督的福音。
And it is the same gospel of Jesus Christ.
就是使徒所传的福音。
Which is the gospel preached by the apostles.
是彼得所传的福音。
The gospel preached by Peter.
是保罗所传的福音。
The gospel that Paul preached.
我们看使徒行传的时候，我们知道教会怎么样从12个人变成120人。
And we saw from the book of Acts how the church grew from 12 to 120.
那么从120人怎么样增加到3000人？
And from 120 became 3000.
那么彼得传到3000人信主，后来到第4章的时候又增加了5000人。
And after Peter preached in chapter 4, another 5000 believed.
结果呢，我们也看到这个5000人怎么样使到这个5000人传播到整个欧洲。
And we see how from the 5,000 the gospel spread to the entire Europe.
然后传扬到美洲。
And to the United States.
今天呢，我们看到福音传到中国，传到亚洲。
And today we have witnessed the spread of the gospel to China and Asia.
我们就站在这一个传统里面，我们并不是创造一个新的宗教，我们就是继续这个主耶稣所开始，使徒所持续。传到今天，我们还在传这个福音。
And we stand in the midst of this same tradition that Jesus preached and the apostles preached, and we are not creating a new message, but we preach the same message as them.
我们到底为什么我们做我们所做的？我们的可以明，我要明白现在我们要从过去里面就知道我们今天所做的，为什么我们会来到今天？
If we want to understand what we are presently doing, we need to look back to the past in order to understand what we are doing today.
所以我们在看使徒行传。
That's why we look at the book of Acts.
其实我们看使徒行传已经看了1年半。
Actually, we have been studying the book of Acts for 1.5 years.
根据我的记录，我们是在2013年8月开始讲使徒行传。
According to my records, we began looking at the book of Acts in 2013 August.
今天呢，我们来到使徒行传的最后一章。
And today we have arrived at the last chapter of the Acts.
然后呢，今天就是我们最后一堂讲使徒行传。
And today shall be the last sermon on the book of Acts.
我不知道你，我非常兴奋。
I'm not sure about you, but I'm excited.
我们又在讲完了一本书信，一个历史书。
Because once again we have finished one book, and this is a history book.
28章。
28 chapters
是很长的。
That's really long.
其实我们讲过的是约翰福音还有使徒行传。
Actually, we have already preached through the Gospel of John and the Book of Acts.
我们讲过腓立比书、以弗所书。
And the Book of Philippians and the Book of Ephesians.
我们也讲过了这个雅各书。
And we have also gone through the Book of James.
其实我们在星期二的时候，我们也讲过了罗马书。
And on Tuesday nights, we also preach through the Book of Romans.
所以我们来到《使徒行传》的最后一章，请问《使徒行传》的主题是什么
？So as we come to the last chapter of the Book of Acts, may I ask what is the main theme of the Book of Acts?
所以《使徒行传》到底它的主题是什么呢
？What is the main theme of the Book of Acts?
很多人说《使徒行传》呢是有关于这个使徒的一个行踪。
And many people say that the book of Acts is about what the apostles did.
有些人说《使徒行传》是有关圣灵的这个，也是有关圣灵的事。
And some people say, no, it should be what the Holy Spirit did.
但是也有一些人说，这个有这个《使徒行传》是讲有关教会的成立。
And yet, some others say that the book of Acts is about the establishment of the church.
如果你仔细看《使徒行传》呢，它就有两个最主要的这个人物。
If you read the book of Acts, you will find that there are two main characters.
第一个就是讲彼得。
The first is Peter.
第二是讲这个保罗。
And the second is Paul.
但是如果你把整本书看在一起，讲讲彼得，讲讲保罗，然后就结束了，好像这个结束的很奇怪。
But if you look at the entire book, there was a part on Peter, and there's another part on Paul, and the book ended abruptly.
啊，所以这本书如果你这样读的话呢，你就读了觉得这本书好像没有统一性，而且是支离破碎。
And if you read it in such a manner, you will find that there is no continuity, and it's in bits and pieces.
那我告诉你，我认为《使徒行传》是讲什么？
Let me tell you what I think the Book of Acts is about.
我认为《使徒行传》不是在讲使徒。
I don't think the Book of Acts is about the apostles.
当然，我们看到里面有很多使徒的行迹。
Of course, we find we read about many of the acts of the apostles.
使徒行传也不是讲圣灵。
And the Book of Acts is also not about the Holy Spirit.
因为这本书不是讲圣灵论。
Because this whole book is not about pneumatology.
所以我们要注意到这里，当然我们使徒要出去传福音，必须是 empower 被圣灵来充满，被圣灵来加力量，他才能够做成。
And yet we read that when the apostles went out to preach the gospel, they had to be empowered first by the Holy Spirit.
当然这里也是讲教会。
Of course, there are also elements of the church.
但是它的主题也不是单单讲教会。
But the main theme is not about the church.
特别是当我们读这段圣经在结尾的时候，你会觉得保罗这个使徒，路加写使徒行传写到结尾的时候，好像草草了事。
Especially when we come to the conclusion, we seem to find the author Luke, who actually just ended the entire thing abruptly.
Not abruptly, uneventful.
It's a uneventful ending.
好像没有高潮。
There is no climax.
啊，但是如果你仔细明白，到底如果是《使徒行传》在讲什么的时候，你就知道这个是一个很伟大的结束。
But if you understand the entire theme of the Book of Acts, then you will find that this is actually a great ending.
所以《使徒行传》在讲什么呢
？So what is the Book of Acts about?
我认为它是在讲主耶稣的福音。
I think that it is about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
四福音在记载耶稣的生平跟耶稣的福音。
The four gospels tells us about Jesus' life and his gospel.
在四福音的结束的时候呢，你看到马太福音第二十八章十九节主耶稣的大使命。
And at the end of the gospel, Matthew 28, we read about Jesus Christ's great commission.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Jesus told his disciples to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
很多人读这段圣经的时候就说啊，这个就讲传福音。
And many people read this and say, oh, this is about preaching the gospel.
他说传福音就是大使命就是传福音。
So the Great Commission is about preaching the gospel.
当然我们在这里做的弟兄姐妹听过我讲很多遍了，这段圣经里面的主要的动词在希腊文里面只有一个，虽然我们中文有很多个，英文也有很多个，在希腊文只有一个，那一个就是使万民做我的门徒，是它的动词。
And of course, many of you are very familiar with this because I have said this many times that in the original Greek, there is only one main verb, even though in the English and the Chinese there seems to be many verbs. And the Greek main verb is make disciples of all the nations.
动词就是要出去做一件事情。
A verb means that it is action, you must do something.
主耶稣命令我们出去完成一些事情。
And Jesus actually commanded us to go and do something.
做什么事情呢？就是使众人成为主耶稣的门徒。
And what ought we to do? To make disciples of all nations.
那个就是主要的动词。
That's the main verb.
那么接下来呢，我们在这边发现三个分词 participle， 意思是说什么呢？你要去，你要奉子圣灵的名给他们施洗，去施洗和教训都是分词。
And there are three participles, which is actually go or going, baptizing and teaching.
所以这个意思说，这是形容什么呢？怎么样完成这个使命呢？你必须要去，你必须要使他们为他们受洗。第三呢，你必须要教导他们主所教导的，凡我所吩咐你们的都要教导他们。所以今天我们在这里教导弟兄姐妹有关主耶稣的教训呢，我们还在完成大使命。
So how do we fulfill the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations? We must go and we must baptize and to be also teaching them to observe all that Jesus has commanded. So today, when we are teaching the Bible, we are still fulfilling the Great Commission.
所以这个是主耶稣的大使命。
And this is the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
是福音结束的时候就是主耶稣给我们大使命。
And when the gospel ended, it ended with the Great Commission of Jesus.
那么这些使徒怎么样把主耶稣的大使命来完成呢？
So how did the apostles fulfill Jesus' Great Commission to them?
就是在记载在使徒行传里面。
And this is recorded for us in the book of Acts.
所以在使徒行传里面呢，第一章第八节就是把整个使徒行传的主题形容出来。
And Acts 1:8 actually describes the entire theme of Acts.
当主耶稣升天的时候，他吩咐他们，你不要离开耶路撒冷，等候父所应许的到来。
When Jesus was ascending into heaven, he instructed the apostles not to leave, but to wait for the Helper that has been promised.
所以呢，在这个一章第八节就说圣灵。将来圣灵降临在你们身上的时候呢，你们必须要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
And Acts 1:8 tells us that when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
大家看这节圣经呢，你就可以把整个使徒行传分成三个部分。
And just from this verse alone.We can divide the book of Acts into three parts.
第一就是他们在耶路撒冷的情形。
And the first part is the situation in Jerusalem.
他们怎么样在耶路撒冷传主耶稣的这个福音。
How they preach the gospel of Jesus in Jerusalem.
那个是记载在第一章第一章到第八章。
And that is from chapters 1 to 8.
那么第二章第二段呢，可以分成是犹太和撒玛利亚呢。这个是记载在八章到十二章。
And from chapters 8 to 12, it records for us the spread of the gospel to Judea and Samaria.
从十三章到二十八章就是记载在保罗出去三次出去布道 的情形。
And chapter 13 to 28 records for us the three missionary journeys of Paul to the end of the earth.
基本上就分成三段。
So this divides the book of Acts into three portions.
如果你要用人物代表呢，第一个就是彼得，第二个就是腓力，第三个就是保罗。
And if you want the characters to represent each stage, first it will be Peter, followed by Philip, and then Paul.
从第一章到第八章，很明显的是在耶路撒冷，彼得是主角。
And it is very clear that chapters 1 to 8, Peter was the main character spreading the gospel in Jerusalem.
到了第八章的时候呢？
And in chapter 8,
我们就发现到耶路撒冷教会受到大逼迫。
There was a great persecution in the church in Jerusalem.
门徒就失散。
And the disciples were scattered.
他们就分散到这个撒玛利亚跟这个犹太全地。
And they scattered to Samaria and Judea.
所以你看到这个地图里面，就上次我们跟大家分享的时候，可以看到这个地图呢，就给我们看见什么呢？腓力到什么地方是传道？
And in this map, it shows us where Philip went to as he preached.
腓力呢，下到这个犹太那个加萨地带呢，是其实像一个埃及地的太监传道。
And as Philip went southward towards Judea, he went to Gaza, and that was the place where he preached to the Ethiopian eunuch.
所以你会发现，我原来福音已经传到非洲去了，埃及在非洲啊。
So this shows us that the gospel went to Africa.
然后你仔细看第八章，讲到腓力又到了加萨，又到了亚索多，又到了约帕，然后到了撒。这个撒加利亚，你看整片都是属于犹太全地跟撒玛利亚的地区。
And as Philip continued on the shores, he continued to Gaza, to Exodus, to Joppa, and to Caesarea, and all this actually tells us how the gospel spread from Jerusalem then to Judea and Samaria.
所以第八章很清楚看到这个福音已经从耶路撒冷传到犹太跟撒玛利亚。
So starting from chapter 8, it is clear that the gospel is now coming out from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria.
所以在这边，在十二章以后呢，我们就看到第九章讲到保罗的悔改，接着在十二章呢就看到保罗开始出去三次布道，这个已经超越了这个撒玛利亚跟犹太，甚至到亚细亚那一带去。
And in chapter 9, we read of Paul's conversion, and after that, Paul took the gospel to other parts, and all this actually represents the end of the earth.
所以当保罗三次布道之后，他要回去耶路撒冷，其实在耶路撒冷发生饥荒，他要把奉献带回去耶路撒冷。
And after his third missionary journey, Paul brought offerings back to Jerusalem because there was a famine in Jerusalem at the time.
他就在耶路撒冷被捕被抓起来。
And he was arrested in Jerusalem.
然后呢，被这个腓力斯来审讯。
And he was tried by Felix.
然后腓斯都。
And then Festus.
然后呢，阿基帕王。
And then King Agrippa.
所以就在那个时候呢，他们告他，但是找不出他们有什么罪。
And they brought charges against Paul, but there was no way they could find him guilty.
但是犹太人呢不放过他，所以保罗就说他要上告，代上。
But because the Jews plotted to kill him, so Paul appealed to Caesar.
所以在这个布道当中呢，其实我们已经看到保罗本来就想去罗马。
And we see during this spread of the gospel that Paul's original desire was to go to Rome.
早在十九章的时候呢，保罗说他办完这些事，就是他本来想要把这个款项带去耶路撒冷之后呢，他就要到罗马去。
And in Acts 19, it is written that Paul had wanted to go to Rome after he brings the offering to Jerusalem.
但是呢，他根本没有想到神的确会把他带去，只是他不是一个自由的人，而是一个带锁链的使徒。
Little did he imagine that God has also willed that he will be brought to Rome not as a free man but as a prisoner.
所以罗马人把他带去，这一次呢，他不用还钱，他可以直接到罗马去。
So as the Romans brought him to Rome, his expenses was paid for.
所以我们在二十三章看见，当他们被抓的时候，很多人要攻打他的时候呢，很多人要伤害他的时候呢，主在夜间向他说：“放心吧，你怎么样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，我也怎么样在罗马为我做见证。”
And after he was arrested and many Jews plotted to kill him, God appeared to him in chapter 23, verse 11. And encourage him by saying, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome."
上一次我们看到，因为这样呢，他们就把他从该撒利亚坐船到罗马去。
And from Caesarea, they took a boat towards Rome.
在坐船去罗马的时候，碰见风浪很大。
And they met with a tempestuous storm.
那么主再一次向他显现说，不要害怕，你必站在凯撒面前。
And the Lord appeared to him again, do not be afraid, Paul, you must stand before Caesar.
所以呢，这个就已经来到了我们今天的经文。
And so we arrive at today's passage.
所以在今天的经文里面呢，我们看到什么呢？
So what do we see in today's passage?
啊，如果你打开你的圣经再看一遍。
If you open your Bibles and look again.
那么保罗来到罗马，他到了罗马的时候呢，他怎么做呢？
Paul has arrived at Rome and what did he do?
啊，他一到罗马呢，他你看第二十三节，他说他们和保罗约定的日子，就有许多人来到他的住处，然后保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神的道。引摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。他所说的话，有的信，有的不信。他们彼此不和，就散了。会上以前，保罗说了一句话，说圣灵借着先知以赛亚向你们祖宗所说的话是不错的。他说，你们去告诉这百姓，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓如蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
And in chapter 28, verse 23, when they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, Go to these people and say, You will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For these people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and turn, and I will heal them.
所以你看到保罗每到一个城市，每到一个地方呢，他第一件事情呢，就向犹太人传福音。
So we realize that whenever Paul reached a new place or a new city, the first thing that he would always do is to preach to the Jews.
但是在这里，我要你特别注意到他怎么样传福音。
But I want you to pay attention to how he preached the gospel.
你看第二十三节，他说引摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。
Look at verse 23. He was trying to convince them about Jesus both from the law of Moses and from the prophets.
所以他怎么样传福音呢？他用圣经，你看到吗？他是用摩西的律法和先知书，这是什么？这就是旧约。耶稣的事呢，就是新约。
So how did he preach the gospel? He was actually using the Bible because the law of Moses and the prophets would be the Old Testament.And when he talked about Jesus, that is the New Testament.
我们怎么样传福音呢？
How should we preach the gospel?
很多人说传福音不带圣经去。
Many people say when we preach the gospel, we shouldn't bring the Bible.
圣经罗马书里面讲说，未曾信他怎么能求他呢？未曾听见怎么能信他呢？他说，到底一个人怎么信呢？
And Romans 10:14 tells us, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they believed in him of whom they have never heard?
一个人怎么信道呢？信道是从听道而来的。听道是什么？从基督的话来的。
So how does someone come to faith? Someone comes to faith from hearing and hearing from the word of Christ.
所以一个人怎么信主呢？是因为神的道在他心里面做工，他才能够生出，他才长，才有重生，才能够长出生命来。
So how can a person ever believe in the Lord? It must be the word of God acting in his heart, such that there will be growth.
所以神的话非常的重要。
So God's word is extremely important.
或许在这边，我们请大家打开一处圣经，彼得前书第十一章。
And may we invite you to turn to First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第二十三节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23
彼得前书第一章第二十三节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23
他说你们蒙了重生是由于不能坏的种子乃是不是由于能坏的种子乃是由于不能坏的种子是借着神 活过长存的道。
First Peter 1:23, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God.
所以你看到一个人怎么重生吗？
So how does a person, how is a person born again?
是借着神长存活过长存的道。
Is through the living and abiding word of God.
所以我们对于神的道要有很有把握，圣经的话，它必然出去的时候，神差他出去的时候，必然完成他的工作。
Therefore, we must have confidence in the word of God, because when God sends forth His word, it will achieve His purpose.
那个是以赛亚书所讲的。
That's what was said in Isaiah.
所以你看到神的话，人要得救呢，是靠着神的话。
So if someone wants to be saved, it has to be through the word of God.
所以呢，我们一个人得救之后，他怎么样成长呢？
And after a person is saved, how does he grow?
你看第二章。
Look at chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第一节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 1.
所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就爱慕那灵纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你因此渐长。
First Peter 2:1, so put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation.
当然这边讲到说一个人要属灵成长，有两件事，第一你必须要除罪。
And therefore in this verse it tells us that there are two things that you must do to grow. Firstly, you must get rid of sin.
很多人说我不断的读圣经，我不断的要追求。你不能成长是为什么呢？你还是抓住你的罪不放，可见你不能成长。所以很多时候为什么我不成长呢？审查自己有没有抓住一些性一些罪不肯悔改。
Many people say, but I keep reading the Bible and I keep reading the Bible, but I did not grow. The reason could well be the fact that you have held on to your sin and refused to give it up.
但是如果你肯悔改了，然后你爱慕神的灵奶，就是神的话，这里讲你爱慕神的话，你就因此渐长。
And if you are willing to give up your sins and repent, and then long for the pure spiritual milk which is referring to the word of God, then you will grow.
所以神的话使我们重生。
So the word of God causes to be born again.
我们要成长呢，神的话使我们成长。
And if we want to grow, the word of God causes us to grow.
当保罗要离开这个以弗所的时候，他在祷告的时候，他把这个以弗所教会的信徒交托给神，他说。如今我把神把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们。
And before Paul departed for Jerusalem, when he was in Ephesus, he gathered the Ephesian elders and spoke to them. Now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you inheritance.
所以你看到神的话非常重要。
So you realize the importance of the word of God.
所以保罗就。犹太人传福音的时候呢，他是用神的话，摩西跟先知的话，就是圣经。
So when Paul preached the gospel to the Jews, he used the law and the law of Moses and the prophets, which is referring to the Bible.
我们的生命，属灵的生命要成长呢，你必须读圣经。你不读圣经的话，你不可能成长。
And if you want spiritual growth in your walk, you have to read the Bible. If you do not read the Bible, you cannot grow.
所以主耶稣也是这么祷告，他说：“求你用真理使他们成圣，你的话就是真理。”
And Jesus prayed the same, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
你会发现，保罗传主耶稣纯正的福音。
So realize that Paul preached the pure gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们信还是不信呢？
Did they believe or not?
可见当中有些信，有些不信。
There were some who believed and others
didn't. 所以当我们传福音，有人不信的时候，不要以为奇怪。
So when we preach the gospel and someone do not believe, do not find it strange.
第二十五节，我们回到《使徒行传》第二十五节，第二十八章二十五节，他们彼此不和就散了。在散之前，保罗说了一句话。圣灵借着以赛亚先知向你们说的话是不错的，说什么呢？他说这个百姓呢，听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓心蒙了蒙了油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他。
Coming back to Acts 28, verse 25, and disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, go to these people and say, you will indeed hear but never understand, and you will indeed see but never perceive. For these people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.
这句话是什么意思呢?
What does this verse mean?
很多人在解释说, 恐怕他们回转过来, 好像神很怕他们回转过来, 这是他们就要替神辩护说, 神不是这样的, 神要每个人回转。 到底这句话是什么意思呢?
And some people try to defend God because this verse says that lest they should see and lest they should hear and understand and turn and I will heal them. So it seems like God does not want to heal them. So some people try to defend God and say, no, 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 that's not what God means. God desires for all to be saved.
我告诉你, 神是神, 神是全能的, 祂是无所不知, 无所不在, 无所不能的, 祂不需要我们辩护。
Let me tell you, God is God. He is almighty, omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He doesn't need us to defend him.
这段圣经在讲什么呢?
What is this passage?
为什么他们不信呢?
Why did they not believe?
因为神使他们不信。
Because God caused them not to believe.
说,哎呀,神使他不信,这样怎么可以呢?
And some people say, ah, how can God do that?
很多人不明白, 其实这个福音已经传给他们很多遍, 他们不肯信, 不肯信, 结果呢? 结果神给他们一个审判, 你不可能信。
And many people do not understand that it is actually because the gospel has been preached again and again to them, but they did not believe, so God judged them by causing them to not believe any longer.
或许我们当中有人说, 诶,怎么可能呢? 怎么会有这样的事情呢? 神绝对不会做这件事情。
Some amongst us might say, how can that be possible? God will never do such a thing.
你看,你打开约翰福音第十二章看一看。
But if you turn with me to John chapter 12,
这是主耶稣自己的话。
The Gospel of John chapter 12, these are the very words of Jesus.
主耶稣在行了许多神迹, 12章37节, 主耶稣行了许多神迹, 他们还是不信。
And the Gospel of John chapter 12 verse 37, though Jesus had done many signs before them, they still did not believe in him.
那么你看39节。
Okay, verse 39.
他说, 他们所以不能信, 因为以赛亚说, 主叫他们瞎了眼睛, 硬了心, 免得他们看见, 心里, 明白, 回转过来, 我就医治他们。
Verse 39, therefore they could not believe. For again, Isaiah said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand their heart and turn, and I will heal them.
为什么他们不能信呢?
Why could they not believe?
因为这是神的审判。
Because this is God's judgment.
如果一个人听见神的话, 不断地拒绝, 不断地拒绝, 硬着心强强, 硬着心到一个程度呢, 他不可能信, 因为审判已经到了。
If a person listens to the gospel again and again and again but do not believe, then there will come a time when God judges the person and he cannot believe anymore.
我们当然欢迎每一个人来到教会, 每一个人都听神的话。
Of course, we welcome everyone to come to church to hear the word of God.
但是同样的,我要警告你, 你每次来到神的话, 来到教会听神的话, 你不断地拒绝, 你要小心, 你不断地刚硬你的心, 有一天你刚硬到一个程度, 你根本不能回答。
But I have to warn you that you have to be careful because if you come week after week and you do not believe and you harden your heart and you harden your heart, then there will come a day when judgment comes to you and you cannot repent anymore.
在我们当中也有一些基督徒, 你犯了一些罪, 你不肯悔改, 你不肯悔改, 你一直刚硬的心, 你要非常小心。
And amongst us, there might be Christians who commit the same sin over and over again without repentance. You must be careful.
你要心, 如果你不肯悔改, 神的审判会到。
If you refuse to repent, God's judgment will come.
我们再问大家一个问题, 大家知道主耶稣讲道的是用比喻,对吗?
And let me ask another question. I'm sure you all know that Jesus, when he preached, used parables.
为什么神用主耶稣用比喻呢?
Why did Jesus use parables?
你打开马太福音十三章看一看。
Turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
主耶稣在讲这个种子的比喻。
And Jesus was speaking the parable of the sower.
所以这个讲了之后呢，门徒就来到他的跟前，说：“耶稣，为什么你对众人讲话要用比喻呢？”十一节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
And in verse 10, the disciples came and said to Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的都要过去。
For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
所以我用比喻对你们讲，是叫他们看也看不见，听也听不见，听也听不见，也不明白，在他们身上正应验以赛亚的预言说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他。
Verse 13, this is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, "You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I will heal them."
为什么主耶稣在十三章才开始讲比喻呢？
Why did Jesus only start to speak parables in chapter 13?
在主耶稣第三章的时候已经开始布道了，已经出来传道了，从十三章到十二章到十三章，为什么他不讲比喻，在十三章之后才出现比喻呢？
And Jesus started preaching according to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 3 all the way to chapter 12. There was no mention of him preaching in parables, and he only started preaching in parables from chapter 13 onwards.
为什么这个时候讲比喻？
Why preach in parables from this point?
原因是这样，从第开始到十三章呢，主不断的传神的国，他们不断的拒绝，不断的拒绝，拒绝来到第十二章是主知道了，时间到了，你们不可以再听了。你们既然完全拒绝，从现在开始，我只传这个道理呢，只有信主的人明白，不信主的人你不可能明白，也不可能信。这个就是犹太人的结局。
Because from chapters 3 to 12, Jesus preached clearly, but the Jews rejected and did not believe. Therefore, from chapter 13 onwards, Jesus started to preach in parables as a judgment to the Jews who disbelieved, so that only those who believe will understand, and those who disbelieve will never understand.
所以当我们听到神的话，我们听到福音，我们听到神的感动我们的时候，我们要回转，我们要有一个清洁的良心，当我们的良心控告我们，我们就要归回去，归向神。
Therefore, when we hear the word of God preached to us, we must have a clear conscience, and when we hear the word of God, we must repent from our sins.
如果你长期拒绝神的话，有一天你可能不能悔改。
If you keep rejecting the word of God, there will come a day when you cannot repent.
这个叫做神的审判。
And this is God's judgment.
所以这段圣经讲什么呢？他说为什么犹太人不信呢？因为他们不断的拒绝神，到一个程度他不能够信。所以保罗说为什么人不信呢？因为这神的审判已经到了。
So why did the Jews not believe? That's because they cannot believe, and that's because like what Paul said, God's judgment has already arrived.
所以刚才我们已经讲了很多遍了，这段圣经呢是以赛亚所讲的。
And we have mentioned this many times, that this was the prophecy of Isaiah.
在以赛亚什么时候讲这些话呢？
When did Isaiah say this?
你打开以赛亚书看一看，第六章第九节。
If you turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 9.
以赛亚书第六章第九节的时候呢，以赛亚讲同样的东西，用同样的话，他说，你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓心蒙了纸油，耳朵发痒，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他。
And Isaiah said the same thing, keep on hearing but do not understand, keep on seeing but do not perceive, make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.
我们明白圣经的人，我们明白历史的，我们知道到那个时候主耶稣来把福音传给他们，拒绝之后呢， 从那个时候开始审判就到之后呢，我们发现呢，犹太人不但是拒绝福音，而且呢，神审判他们的时候，不但是不给他们信，而且呢，把他们拆散，他们的国家灭亡，把他们拆散到世界全地。我们看到历史里面呢，所有犹太人都受尽许多的苦。
And if we know history, we know that after the judgment, when they disbelieve what Jesus said, in the end, the entire nation of Israel perished, and they were scattered amongst the other lands, and they suffered much wrong.
所以我们看到，在第一世纪的时候，神主耶稣传福音，他不信。到了今天呢，这段时间里面，我们看到那个神的审判在他与犹太人身上不断的出现。到什么时候呢
？And from the first century, when the Jews rejected Jesus and do not believe his message, the judgment of God arrived and it continued from the first century until today. And when will that end?
是不是犹太人永远不能够得救呢
？Is it that the Jews or Israelites will never be saved?
这个审判要到多久呢？
How long will this judgment last?
我们的经文刚才我们叫你看以赛亚书第六章，我们继续看下去第十一节。他说：“我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？”他说：“直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土既其荒凉。”第十二节，并且耶和华将人迁到远方，在这境内撇下的地土很多，境内剩下的人若有十分之一，也必吞灭。像栗树，像橡树，虽被砍伐，树墩子却仍存留。这圣洁的种类在国中也是如此。
In Isaiah chapter 6, we continue with verse 11. Then I said, How long, O Lord? And he said, Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste.And the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump.
So, 在这两千年来，我们看到以色列亡国。
So in these 2,000 years, we saw that Israel perished.
犹太人被拆散到世界各地，受了许多的苦楚。
The Israelites were scattered throughout the world and they suffered much suffering.
就是应验这个以赛亚在这段圣经所应验的。
It's a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah.
什么时候呢
？When?
圣经告诉我们，因为犹太人不信呢，这个福音就传到外邦，就是我们。所以我们看到，因为他不信呢，《使徒行传》就是记载，他因为他们不信，这个福音传遍了。欧洲到美洲，然后现在到了亚洲。
And we see that it is because the Jews disbelieved that they were judged, and the gospel was preached to the Gentiles, which includes us. And the gospel went to Europe, it went to America, it went to Asia.
罗马书十一章二十五节他说，等到外邦人的数目满足的，就是说神知道多少人，他招聚的人、信主的人够了之后呢，犹太人。
Romans 11:25 tells us that this will continue until the fullness of Gentiles has come in, and then the gospel will go to the Israelites again.
所以这个就是使徒行传所讲的，他们因为拒绝神的福音，这个福音怎么样不断的传给他们，那么这个福音怎么样传遍天下，就是从这个时候开始。
And the book of Acts is showing us.That the Jews has rejected the gospel, and because of this, the gospel is now presented to the Gentiles.
所以你会发现，保罗向他们讲这句话是说，这个是神的审判，这边就应验了神的审判。今天两千年之后，我们还是看到这个审判还在进行当中，但是不要太过，我们要小心，因为这个时间要到，时间到的时候呢。门一关呢，犹太人全家要得救。
And because the Jews have rejected the gospel, now Paul is telling them that they will be judged. And this judgment has lasted 2,000 years when the gospel is now presented to the Gentile. But we must be very careful because there will come one day when the door will also be closed, and that's the day when the entire house of Israel will be saved.
所以我劝大家，能够有机会信主，赶快抓住机会，不要放过，要信主。
So I exhort all of you that when there's still opportunity to believe in the Lord, please grab this opportunity and believe in God.
当犹太人不信主的时候，福音传到外邦，这个就是第二十八节所讲的。
When the Jews rejected the Lord, the gospel was preached to the Gentile in Acts 28:28.
所以保罗说，所以你们当知道，神的救恩如今传给外邦，他们也必听受。
Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles; they will listen.
所以这个就是我们今天就在这个阶段里面。
And today we are actually in this era.
所以你仔细看第三十节。
Read verse 30 carefully.
第三十节他说，保罗在自己所住的房子里住了两年，凡来见他的人，他都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，将主耶稣基督的事教导人，并没有人禁止。
Acts 28:30, he lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
所以我们看到神的主权把神福音传到耶路撒冷、犹太跟撒玛利亚，然后直到地极。
And we see God's sovereignty when the gospel was presented to the Jews and in Jerusalem, then to Judea and Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth.
但是我们仔细看，当福音来到这个时候呢，福音是来到罗马。
And as we look at it carefully, now the gospel has come to Rome.
后来就传遍了整个欧洲。
And then it went throughout Europe.
到美国，然后到美洲，然后现在到中国。
Then to America and now to China.
如果你记得，中国在共产党还没有统治之前呢，他们只有100万的信徒。
And if you remember the records before the communists came into power, there were less than 1 million Christians in China.
但是呢，今天呢，在短短五十年之内呢，中国出现1亿的基督徒。
But in a short span of 50 years, there's now 100 million Christians in China.
从100万到1亿，多少倍啊？
From 1 million to 100 million, how many times is that?
多少倍？
How many times?
在短短五十年，所以历史学家说，这个是在教会历史里面最大的复兴。
And according to historians, this is actually the greatest revival of the church in history.
中国把所有的宗教都赶出去的时候，我们以为中国完了，但是神不需要我们的帮助，他竟然能够兴起一亿的信徒在中国里面。
When China chased out all the missionaries and shut the doors behind them, everyone thought that that's it, China is finished in terms of the gospel. But yet, the Lord need no help from missionaries, and He actually raised up 100 million Christians in China.
我们能够参与主的计划，那是我们的这个privilege， 我们的荣幸。
And it is our privilege that we can participate in God's plan.
是我们应该说，主啊，让我参与。主不需要我们，是我们必须要说，主啊，让我们参与，让我们能够做成你的工。
The Lord does not need our help. It is us who should beg the Lord to let us participate.
所以你会发现，我们必须要持续这个工作。
So we need to continue this work.
我们已经来到使徒行传最后一章最后一节了。
And we are here at the end of the last chapter and the last verse of Acts.
请问这个故事有没有结束？
So is there an ending to this story?
请问仔细看，这故事有没有结束？
If you look carefully, is there an ending to this story?
保罗在哪里？
Where was Paul?
在罗马。
In Rome.
不是地极耶。
It's not at the end of the world yet.
像意思说这本书是还没有结束，你明白吗？
In other words, this book has not ended. Do you understand?
如果你看 这个使徒行传第一章第八节，圣灵降在你们身上，你们必要得到能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，直到地极。我们还没有到地极，所以这个下半段使徒行传的29章谁来写
？And in Acts 1:8 it said that the apostles must preach the gospel not just to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria but to the ends of the earth. And yet, right now in Acts 28, the last verse, they have not reached the ends of the earth. So there is a chapter 29, and who is writing it?
就是我们。
It is us.
我们就是站在这一个传统里面，我们继续传扬主的古旧福音、耶稣的福音、使徒所传的福音、保罗所传的福音、彼得所传的福音。现在我们继续在传这个福音，直到地极。
And we are actually in the midst of this tradition right now.Preaching the same old gospel of Jesus Christ that was preached by Jesus and Paul and Peter and every other apostle, and we ought to continue to preach this same old gospel until the ends of the earth.
我们不是创造一个新的宗教，我们不是是一个新的信仰，我们在传这个古旧耶稣基督的福音。
We are not preaching or creating a new religion and preaching a new faith.We are preaching the same old gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们站在同一个立场，就是摩西、亚伯拉罕、保罗、彼得，到今天我们还是跟他们一起同心在完成主自己的事工。
And we are standing together with Moses, with Abraham, with Paul, with Peter, and today we are fulfilling the work of Jesus Christ.
What a privilege! 这个是一个何等大的荣耀。
And this is a great privilege.
让我们同心把主的事工做完。
Let us be united to complete the work of God.
让这个使徒行传继续的写下去。
And let this book of Acts continue.
只有圣灵才能够做成这个动作。
Only the Holy Spirit can complete this work.
但是我们要愿意来做成这个动作。
But we must be willing to participate in completion of the work.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.